Welcome to this evening's program. The World Economic Forum pushes data intermediaries for privacy protection. Pushing for details would be better, says the World Economic Forum. A new think piece promotes the idea of data intermediaries that would operate between individuals and any organization that covets their biometric and other personal data. People would give one of these third parties their privacy and data sharing preferences, and data harvesters would have to go through the intermediary to access and use information according to the owner's orders. Today, of course, people have to choose data privacy settings for many real-world transactions. Virtually all electronics they purchase in every single online site or service. That obvious point is made and made again in a World Economic Forum report about data intermediaries. There also is much made of how everyone has a vital interest in controlling individuals' data, but only businesses and governments are doing something about it, typically at the expense of the data's owners. Individuals are doing, or just as often, can do little to manage their own data. Like I said in previous shows, on my other programs, we are moving towards a dystopian future. In the very near future, the COVID-19 agenda plandemic, as Klaus Schwab has said, has served as a perfect opportunity to reshape the world. And not only that, to accelerate digitization and to also accelerate the convergence between man and machine. You will have no power over your data in the future. You have no power over your data right now. We are in the New World Order, the Novus Ordo Seclorum, the Great Reset, Luciferian Reset, has commenced. Many articles have surfaced concerning the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Many articles have stated that Putin is trying to change and bring about a new world order, a different world order. When all along, COVID-19 was the thing that began a new world order. A more authoritarian, totalitarian, dystopian, inhumane, godless world order. As I stated in all my previous shows, no one cared about your health and they still don't. Pharmaceutical companies do not care about your health and they never will. What they do is for a profit. And they have universities, they have research firms and research groups and research specialists that will do nothing but publish and produce what they want them to produce. They can pay any institution to say and to publish what they want published for acceptance publicly. This is the fact. So if you do not have the spirit of truth, and if you do not discern the world and the people in the world that you live among, you will be deceived. The article goes on to say, the hope, according to the report's authors, is a future, once infrastructure standards exist, in which intermediaries store the data themselves, minimizing breach and misuse opportunities. Negotiating access fees and misuse settlements would also be key services. The outfits might also do some processing such as anonymization, aggregation, and benchmarking, which could reduce exposure risks. Naturally, there is a pitch to insert artificial intelligence into the system, an idea that gives the intermediary idea currency for software investors. Four of the report's 46 pages are dedicated to the role of digital identity. The paper describes the current digital ID ecosystem based on user consent and traditional intermediaries, along with a potential shift towards user control through personal data stores, on device storage, and more advanced data intermediaries. In the future, the World Economic Forum says, next-level data intermediaries can be embedded anywhere, again, increasing the agency of digital ID users. It all sounds encouraging, and indeed, any coherent concept that protects individuals, biometric and other data, but too little is made of the significant hurdles and potential conflicts. And that is the reason my show exists. Before it's taken down and removed, as all the other shows have been, we reveal the truth and help people to understand what the details are of the New World Order paradigm that they are moving into. We do not want to walk into this paradigm shift blind. So like this says, it all sounds encouraging, and indeed, any coherent concept that protects individuals, biometric and other data, but too little is made of the significant hurdles and potential conflicts. Too little is made of the significant hurdles and potential conflicts. There is hand waving in the report about trusted third-party intermediaries, for instance, but how could a firm demonstrate trustworthiness? Many companies and government agencies have been working on that problem for years to no avail. There is no government and there is no company that can be trusted. There is no government. There has never been a government that could be trusted. Governments consist of people. People are unstable, unfaithful, unreliable, untrustworthy, truth breakers. So if you're giving someone all of your data, all of your information, everything about you, you are putting yourself at great risk. In the future, it will be so easy to pinpoint, triangulate upon, find and execute and remove, erase and obliterate whom you wish to see gone. If it is your desire as a government to remove someone, as a rogue government like the one that exists in China, and like the one that is developing in the United States, even though the foundation of the United States of America Corporation is dirty from day one. The founders are not innocent and never will be, never could be. Nothing can be innocent when it's founded on exterminating others. to advance yourself. Anyway, then there is Google, which congratulated itself for hiring two artificial intelligence ethics researchers only to fire them. What about conflicts of interest? Would intermediaries be prohibited from quietly serving data buyers, the way some real estate agencies can create the appearance of representing sellers while actually taking fees from buyers? And how would data intermediaries be any more immune to hacking and misuse? The amount of proprietary and national security data on the dark web indicates that even information that people are prepared to fight over cannot be safeguarded. Ultimately, even if intermediaries can prove viable, the entire industry remains under a pall of distrust, as demonstrated by the ongoing battles over what ethical facial recognition looks like. Ideas like the forums are good, but they are no better than any others if trustworthiness is little more than an assumption rather than a fundamental building block. And this concludes. The World Economic Forum pushes data intermediaries for privacy protection. Pushing for details would be better. We are moving towards a world where you will have 0% privacy, as I have taught emphatically in all of my other sessions. Thank you for visiting The New World Order, Agenda 2030, Agenda 2050, The Rise of the Fourth Industrial Revolution, and COVID-19 and the Great Reset. This is the channel where we break down the New World Order, and we look at the initiatives of the New World Order through the lens of biblical eschatology and biblical prophecy and the doctrines and teachings of the Mashiach, whom the world calls the Christ. Till next time, Shalom Aleichem.